Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria vandag op na 32, Johannesburg 29 en Mbombela 34 grade.
Goeiemôre, my naam is Felicity Reken. Die hemel het oopgemaak en het sousie buite. Asseblief, ry versigtig, sit jou ligte aan en wees maar hou maar 'n veilige volg. Afstand.
In your sport, the Proteas women look to bounce back in the second T20 International against England at Willowmore Park in Benoni tonight. And Manchester City's woes continue as they surrendered a 3-goal lead to draw with Feyenoord in the Champions League.
Ons begin in die Midde-Ooste waar 'n skietstilstand gisteraand bereik is tussen Israel en die militante groep Hezbollah. Dit het 4:00 vanoggend in werking gekom.
Under the deal reached today, the fighting across the Lebanese-Israeli border will end. Will end. This is designed to be a permanent cessation of hostilities.
Amerika se president Joe Biden het die aankondiging gisteraand by die Withuis gemaak. Tydens die skietstilstand van 60 dae sal Israëlse soldate geleidelik uit die suide van Libanon onttrek, terwyl die Libanese regering beheer kry oor 'n gebied wat Hezbollah tans beheer.
This deal supports Lebanon's sovereignty. And so it heralds a new start for Lebanon. And just as the Lebanese people deserve a future of security and prosperity, so do the people of Gaza. Far too many civilians in Gaza have suffered far too much. And Hamas has refused for months and months to negotiate a good faith ceasefire and a hostage deal.
Israel's eerste minister Benjamin Netanyahu sê daar is 3 redes vir sy land se instemming tot die skietstilstand. Israel gaan op die bedreiging uit Iran fokus, hulle wapenvoorrade aanval en Hamas isoleer. Hy waarsku dat Israel nie sal huiwer om toe te slaan indien Hezbollah die ooreenkoms verbreek nie. Terug in Suid-Afrika, die grondwetlike hof uitspraak voorbehou in die Palapala saak, dis waar die EFF en die ATM gister aansoek gebring het teen die parlementsbesluit om nie 'n ondersoek te bring om president Cyril Ramaphosa in 'n moontlike staat van beskuldiging te plaas nie. Die politieke partye het in die hoogste hof van die land aangevoer dat die president regsvrae het om te beantwoord oor die $580,000 in buitelandse valuta wat in 2020 in sy huis op sy wilsplaas gekry is. Maar die president se advokaat Jeff Bodlinde het volgehou dat die president nie opgetree het met die doel om die wet te verbreek nie.
President's farming activities have never been a secret. He's published a book of photographs of the particular breed of cattle in which he has an interest, particular interest. It seems very unlikely that he deliberately and in bad faith ignored the law and then publicized his activities. Perhaps more likely is that he genuinely thought that he was entitled to act as he did.
Intussen sal die verhoor in Mei volgende jaar begin van die 3 verdagtes wat daarvan aangekla word dat hulle die geld op die Palapala wilsplaas gesteel het. Die staat het aangedui dat 23 mense reg staan om te getuig. Meer hieroor by jackranda.fm.com, klik op news. En as dit by die weer kom, nog verspreide buie en donderbuie word vir vandag voorspel oor Gauteng, as ook dele van Mpumalanga, Limpopo en die Noordwes. Intussen gaan die hittegolf ook voort oor die Mpumalanga se laafveld. Pretoria en Polokwane vandag op na 32, Johannesburg en Emalahleni 29, Mbombela 34, Rustenburg 35. As jy reis, Kaapstad 21, Klibbega 23, Durban en Bloemfontein 25 grade. Ek's Gerda de Souza, the top story at this hour, a ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon took effect this morning.
Yes.
Was that relaxing?
Yeah.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Our special guest on How Hard Can It Be is Sibiwe. She's got a channel on YouTube called African Xhosa ASMR. How hard can it be?
Yeah, I'm picturing myself needing to relax. Then you hear a bit of
umqala. 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 I think you'd pronounce the elbow pretty well. And the elbow is Inguniba.
Did that just happen?
Go on, Felicity. What is elbow?
Allenburg.
Yeah, there we go. All right, so let's hear from you. Give it now.